Eduyos Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud. Hamadir is Ishtay Mitash Mishamita. Here we have a Mishnah in the fifth Perek in Ksubis, is where it's Neget in Yonei Nedarim, but it's in the context. Meseches Ksubis has a bunch of Mishnayas that talk about a husband who can now not be Mekayim his Chiyuve Ishus to his wife, or the wife can't be Mekayim her Chiyuve Ishus to her husband because they made Nedarim Zalza. And in that context, there's different halachos of ksuba, meiredes, etc., that play itself out. Fifth perek, seventh perek is even called perek hamadir. And over there, in the fifth perek, there's a mishnah hamadir sishtei mitash mishamita. One of the chiyuvim of a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband is a shibud zelo zeh for chayi ishus. And a male of his madir ishtoi, that he asked her with the koyach of a neder, that he cannot be mishamish her. If he's stubborn and he keeps the nether going, until 2 weeks, the halacha is that we go with him. After that, she has a claim for a get. She could sue him that he has to be megarish and give her a get. He's considered in violation of the marriage. Beisil gives very little wiggle room. 1 week already, even though normally a husband would be meneh from tashmish, that would give his wife a koyach to sue, but over here, since he made it official that he's being mother, kilu he's destroying the marriage. B'shtei yodov. So Mela, at that point, she has a right to say she's being tevei ksuba. There's a nekuda here that has to be mentioned. That is straightforward. What it looks like is he's asking his wife the same way Reuven could ask her Shimon from using his car or his house. So Reuven over here asks his wife milashamashitoy. Lamais, it's not chal that way because since he's meshubitz also a dvar mitzvah. Sugis and Nedarim say that Avada the Ned is not chal that way. Can't aser his wife. He's meshubit. The person can't aser another moise davashen shaloi, or he's meshubit his wife at least. And the way this neder will be chal is where he asers himself al gufoy hanoas his wife, and memela is not asering his wife. He's asering on himself hanoas tashmish ishtoi. So it's chal on him. And Mamela, we can't be mechayiv him to be over Nisa, but thereby he's destroying the marriage. So therefore, there's a title over here clearly. Beis Hillel is the machme. Hamapelas la'or shmoinim ve'echot. Mapelas is a woman who miscarries, and we're talking over here about a woman who's after a birth. Either she's after a birth of a child, or she's after a birth of another nafel. The halacha is in the beginning of Parshas Tazria that Leidas Zoch and Leidas Nekeva are both Mitame. The Mitame 7 days by a Leidas Zoch, 14 days by a Leidas Nekeva. After the 7 and 14, there's a period of what's called Dmei Tahara. That means that she has a din that she can't bring a korban, which would considers her semi-tome legabi kotchim. But she can't bring her korban until after that period. How long does that period last? So the Pasuk speaks out that with Tumas Leida Zocher, 7 days of Dmei Tuma, which is Tmei Lebailo, and then she can be Tevelas and she's Muteres Loi, but there's another 33 days of Dmei Tahara, which is not Asur Lebailo, Dam is not Metameher, but Lamaisa she can't bring Korban. She's a Mechusar Tahara, she's a Mechusar Hakrovas, a Korban Yedledes, as described over there. The amount is doubled by a Tumas Leidas Nekeva. It's 14 days for Tmei Tumo, and thereafter another 66 days. 7 and 33, 14 and 66, a full 80. And that's the number that we have over here. Hamapelas la'or shmoinim ve'echot. The noise says she's finished her 80 days. Now she can bring a carbon. She can bring a carbon at night. No carbon is abroad at night. She can only bring the carbon on the morning of the 81st. And therefore, there's a issue over here. What's her status? The night la'or shmoinim ve'echot. Beshamay poitim in a korban, because since she wasn't befoil royal the korban, so we see the mapelas as still being within the period of the mapelas, the chiyuv korban rishon of the first one, and therefore she's not mechayev her another korban, even though be'etzim her dmei tuma is done. After 80 days, it's or l'shmoinim ve'echod, but klapei korban the halacha is poitim in a korban. Beis Hillel mechayvin, At the end of the day, she's finished her 80 days. The fact that befoil she can bring a karma until the next morning doesn't change the fact that she's already in different kufets, mechayev, a separate karma. So clearly, besil is machmir. Sadin bitzitzis, the third machlokes. Sadin is a beged, type of beged that was made out of pishton, where there's an iser kalayim. And one of the issues of concern is that a sadin over here, if it's a four-cornered garment, is mechuyev in tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be made on strings of tzemer, because the Torah, the Gzeis HaKosov, that the dye of tchelis, which is a chelik of the mitzvah, psil tchelis, has to be put on tzemer. And therefore, sadin shel pishton has to be made with strings of tzemer. Sadin b'tzitzis, b'shamay poitrim, midayraisa. The halacha is that over here we learn out in this din that since the only way to be mechayev a beged a pishton to be yoytze the din of tzitzis, and a beged when the Torah says to put on the corners of a four cornered beged tzitzis, it's talking about a beged shel pishton and a beged shel tzemer. A beged shel pishton, you're going to have to put on strings of tzemer. It's going to be klein. It's going to be shatnez. The Torah learns out this is the classic asei derech alois asei. Midereisa, one is allowed to wear it that way. Aseh derechaloseh b'mitzvahs klein b'tzitzis. But Beshameh holds that we should not take a beged shel pishton and tell a yid to put on tzitzis. Why? Because Bishleimah, by day, he's going to wear the tzitzis, mekayim b'mitzvah, aseh derechaloseh. But by night, it's called a ksus laila, or the way we just said it, when he's going to wear it by night. That's not consistent with the taich ksus laila. There's a machloikis. What is the determining factor in when tzitzis is mechuyev? By day or by night, because the Torah says a re'isem? Or re'isem means a beged which is generally worn by day. He's mechuyev by night as well, which is why we wear tzitzis. We wear our tzitzis. It's a beged yom, and we wear it also by night. Nobody takes off their tzitzis by night. However, a beged laila, something that a person wears at night, pajamas, a blanket that he wraps himself with when he goes to sleep, ksus laila is not mechuyev. Those are the two shittas. Beis Shammai was goyzen not to tie on tzitzis to a beged shel pishton because otu ksus laila. Ksus laila, if he's going to tie on tzitzis, he's going to be in violation of the din of shatnas because it doesn't have a chiv tzitzis and he's going to get confused between the two. And Beisil would not goyzer, Beisil mechayvim. There is an alternative way. Lamais, it's a machlok to Rishonim in a few different places. Sugya Menachos Daf Mem, and some of the Rishonim over there holds, Ramban with Rashi, they hold that Beis Shammai is chelik on the Etzim Din. Well, we just said that the Torah in telling us to put tzitzis on the corners of a beged clearly is being matter, klein b'tzitzis. Beis Shammai disagrees with the whole concept. Does he disagree with the whole concept? All over Shas said the Chalei said that that's a good question. But over here he disagrees. So Beis Shammai poitrin, it's not Beis Shammai poitrin, it's Beis Shammai really oisrin. The Mashmos is Beis Shammai poitrin. That's a din not to put on the tzitzis, but not that he argues on the etzim din. Okay. Kalkalas HaShabbos. Here's a fourth machloikis. And this is a machloikis in a Mishnah in Maisus. The halacha is that once a person was goyimim melocha on tvua, it's put in the silo. So the halacha is mechuyev in trumas and Maisus. The iser tevel that one is not allowed to eat from trumas, from Paris, that were loyhufer shmehem trumas of maisus, is only after the gemar melocha. That's when it's nikboyim lemaisa, that's the lashon of Chazal. However, even before that point, there's an issur derabbanon to eat. Chazal asurd any achila kavur. One is allowed to grab a handful from tvur that's being processed, even before the gemar melocha. It's not considered an achila kavur, that Chazal did nasa. The issur deraisa, of course, is also in Gansin, it's tevel. So the shaila is Kalkalas HaShabbos is one of the oifanim where an achila is more chashuva is legabe an achila of Shabbos. If it comes Shabbos, even an achilas arai does have a din of an achila kavua, it's the chashivas of eating on Shabbos, a mitzvah Shabbos. So that defines the achila as more of an achila chashuva, and then memela. That would be kevel lemaisis. So the Mishnah brings a machlokes legabe that kalkalas haShabbos, a basket of fruits that one put aside to eat on Shabbos. Beshamai poitrim, Beshamai holds that does not create a kvius of maaser. It was a basket of fruit that he pulled off, but that's him. It's not gemar melacha. He's allowed to eat it. Beisilu mechayvim, like we said, because that's kevel it lemaiser. One's allowed to eat. You want to know halacha lemaiser application? The same idea. Poskim can discuss. What happens if you have what's called pasah babekisnin, which is types of cake and other mezainasin which have a tsuras lechem, if you're kevei suda. Maybe when you eat, and you're eating it as an achil chashuva on Shabbos, despite the fact that it's not normally kevei suda, maybe they would have chashivas. As far as discussed in Arachayim Kuf Samaches, modern day application of that type of halacha. Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is a Mishnah in Nozir, in the third Perek. And this refers to Nazirus, we know. A person makes a neder of Nazirus, he's mukhif 30 days, however long he says. However long he says, he should be a Nozir. What happens if somebody has a long period of Nazirus? He was mekabel Nazirus for a year. Chazal were goyzer b'chlal, that Nazirus should be properly practiced in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. There were goyzer in many different ways on Chutz Laretz, Tumas Eretz Amimim, and Avadet speaks to the fact that outside of Eretz Yisrael there's a lack of Kedusha in the ear, that's for sure. But what specifically they were choshish for was that there's a lack of Kpeda where Mesim are buried. And Memela, the being Shomer on Gidrei Tumah V'Tayra, which is so central to Nazirus, cannot be properly fulfilled in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, there were goyzer that the Kiyum HaNazirus should be in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Here we have a fellow that was not that Nazirus Meruba. He made a neder for a year of Nazirus. V'hishlam Nazirus, he kept Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz for a year. V'achachach Baretz, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. V'shamay Oymim Nazir Shalashim Yoyim. Be'etzem, a person is Mekayim in Deraisa is Nazirus in Chutz Laretz. It's a chashash from the Rabbanon that he's supposed to praven Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they gave him a knas that even though he fulfilled his din Nazirus of a year, but he should take on another period of Nazirus of Shloshim Yoyim. That's the level of which they consider a person who pravens Nazirus in Chutz Laretz. Beisil Loimim, Beisil is much more machmir. Nozir Batchila. We disregard the whole Nazirus and he has to come for a whole another year of Nazirus. There's another machlag, it's binyon in Nazirus. Mishayu shtei kite edim idis oisoi. There's also a Mishnah in Nazir per Gimel. He has two edim that said edus about him. Elu miidim, two edim, Reuven and Shimon say edus on him, shenodar shtayim, that he was nodar to count two periods of Nazirios. Ve'elu, another kar edim, miidin nodar chomesh, that he was mekabel on himself five periods. So we have a stira between Kite Edim, they're definitely in agreement that he was Noider Nazirus, and they're definitely in agreement that at least two. Peshamayim Nechle Koho Edus, the Edus are arguing. We see the two Edim as becoming null and void because each Kat Edim, Reuven and Shimon, are calling Levi and Yehuda liars. Levi and Yehuda are calling Reuven and Shimon liars. Ain't Kat Nazirus, nothing. All bottle of a bottle. Peshilayim, Yesh Bechlal Chomishtai. Whenever there's a chosha seidim, there's not a machlokes in Nazirus per se. Why it's said over there is a good question. You can have the same machlokes, and this is discussed in other sugyas in Shas and in Poskim. What happens if two eidim say they're Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and two eidim say they're Reuven owes Shimon $500? Do we say bechlal masai mono or not? Basil says that you say bechlal masai mono. So he definitely has two Nazirios. That he definitely has to do, and the other, the remainder of the Eidus, the Dovah Mukhash, that he doesn't have to keep.